Imagine if every single home in Orlando and its suburbs had been foreclosed. The picture of boarded-up homes would be staggering. Yet that's exactly how many houses were taken in foreclosure in Florida from 2007 until the end of October this year. Way over 400,000. Now, a different image. In Broward County alone, 59,000 homes were foreclosed upon. So, for that, picture every house in the cities of Naples, Fort Myers, and Sarasota combined, abandoned, every single one.
Florida, unfortunately, has been among the hardest hit states.
Barry Zegas is Director of Housing Policy with the Consumer Federation of America.
That's partly because of the popularity of living there. It's partly because how much of the economy was built on construction, so you had a kind of a never-ending feedback loop.
Zegas says the surge of speculative investors who pumped up the condo market was another major factor in the beginning.
That causes property values to drop everywhere, and that puts all homeowners in jeopardy. And of course, one of the longer-lasting consequences of this market failure and the collapse of the housing boom has been an extended period of unusually high unemployment and underemployment. And of course, that has also been driving people to the brink of financial ruin.
The Mortgage Bankers Association says Florida has double the national average of mortgages that are currently delinquent. That's 8%, and it doesn't count those already in foreclosures, nor does it count those who owe more than the house is now worth, but have been making their payments anyway. Marla Popkin is a 51-year-old occupational therapist in Miami. She's been paying her mortgage faithfully, but work has been very thin the last couple of years.
I cashed out an annuity a couple months ago, so I'll get taxed on that.
Her mortgage payments are just under $2,000 a month.
Now I have like $6,000 left to my name, and I'm trying to decide, like today I had the real estate agent over. Should I try to rent it? Should I sell it?
Wait a minute. What about all those programs that help people in trouble with their mortgages? Well, there are 15 different federal programs alone. Among the major banks, Wells Fargo has run a series of home preservation workshops across Florida recently, inviting customers with troubled mortgages to come to a local hall, learn about all the options, federal and otherwise, and usually have a positive answer within an hour. Michelle Greer helps run the Wells Fargo workshops.
Modification is the one that is most probably widely understood, but there's others like a repayment plan, a forbearance, a refinance. We don't want the house to go into foreclosure.
Mary Hagans of Riviera Beach was one of those who got a modification to her mortgage at a West Palm Beach workshop.
Well, originally I was working, and then I got a pay cut. I lost my job. And I got sick, had a heart attack, and my daughter and I, we've been struggling trying to get ourselves back on the right track. And it's been a long, long, trying road.
Mary and her daughter are back working now. Those who are out of work or are underemployed due to no fault of their own must turn to the hardest hit program. I'm Robert Lyle in South Florida.